Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Frankfurt and its Bahnhofsviertel neighbourhood, where creative chefs are celebrating the city's rich diversity with their menus. Our guide is Monocle's Neelam Nija.
Bahnhofsviertel, Frankfurt's colourful red light district, is gaining a creative and ambitious culinary scene. A string of standout restaurants and bars in the neighbourhood are modernising classic German meals and celebrating the city's broad mix of diverse cultures. We see menus and staple Frankfurt cuisines, influenced by Israel, Italy and Turkey, to name a few. But this is hardly surprising. Frankfurt is one of Europe's most internationally diverse populations. The city is home to residents from more than 180 nations, and it is believed 110 of those live in Bahnhofsviertel, making it the perfect neighbourhood to prove there's more to Frankfurt's food scene than sausages and schnitzel. Start your day at Plank on Elbestrasse. It's a relaxing morning hangout where you can enjoy an espresso or a Japanese green tea. The wonderful thing about Bahnhofsviertel is that it's a short walk to the River Main. So in the summer, why not grab a coffee and a baked treat from Plank and avoid the bustle of the city with a stroll along the river? On Tuesdays and Thursdays, stop by the Wochenmarkt on Kaiserstrasse. At this weekly market, you'll find regional foods, bread, bratwurst, local cheeses, Frankfurt's infamous Apfelwein, and much more. A trip here wouldn't be complete without stopping at Gisela Pahl's stand, a Frankfurt veteran and the most traditional vendor you can find. I recommend trying her Grüner Soße, or green sauce, with potatoes and eggs, a culinary icon of Frankfurt. This beloved regional condiment combines sour cream with seven local herbs and is served cold. For lunch, head to Maxi Eisen on Münchner Straße. The scene is a combination of French buvette bar and high-quality Jewish deli. Their finely sliced pastrami sandwiches are extremely popular, particularly the Reuben. But if you're a vegetarian, not to worry. They do a smoked oyster mushroom alternative, perfect washed down with their homemade ginger lemonade. A word of warning, this is a popular lunch destination, so there may be a queue. But I say it's well worth the wait. If you're looking for a quick lunch spot, Pizzeria Montana on Weserstrasse is an absolute must. It's easily the best pizza place in Frankfurt. As you enter, you will see pizzas being cooked at 450 degrees in an authentic Neapolitan wood-burning oven. I choose the classic Queen Margherita, which is cooked within 60 seconds. Perfect for those super hungry days. To end the day, I would recommend Bar Schuka on Niederstrasse. Here you will find a modern-day clash of cultures. Israeli chef Yossi Elad combines traditional Middle Eastern dishes with local ingredients. The colourful and flavoursome sharing plates are my favourite. Try the Jerusalem kebab with homemade tahini, the blanched cauliflower with tomato salsa and almonds, and the crispy aubergine with mango puree. I love the mixed crowd it attracts, bankers, artists and locals. Before you leave, be sure to try Yossi's punchier interpretation of Frankfurt's green sauce. It's packed with Mediterranean herbs and spices. The youthful energy, purist approach and dedication to traditional methods have ensured Bahnhofsviertel is front and centre of a food revolution gaining momentum in Frankfurt. I must point out that despite gentrification, some streets remain a little seedy with strip bars and chain stores. Regardless, today the neighbourhood is proving Frankfurt is a lot cooler than you might think. For Monocle, I'm Neelam Nija.
This has been episode number 143 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Neelam for the tour in Frankfurt's Bahnhofsviertel. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.